Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, hooby-doo. That one's from Murph.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Testies. 1, 2, 3.
Nah.
I don't know shit about fuck.
I like sucking.
Put that dick in my ass.
Legit bad podcast.
I like China.
I work with retards.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
You are.
Oh,
what a
second. This is Joe Biden, and you're listening to Legit Bad Podcast. And now your hosts, Jim, Jan, and Bland.
Welcome back to Legit Bat. I'm Joe, and I'm sans my two co-hosts tonight, but that's fine. They have better things to do than talk to your asses for free on these podcasts that we do. And I do have my other co-host who pops in from time to time named Brandon Thomas from ExpandingRealityPodcast.com. Did I get that one right?
Yeah, great job. Nailed
okay.
It.
Nice. Cheers for myself.
Because I had nothing better to do than talk to your asses for free. So I love this, man. This is great.
I just realized that my settings were wrong and probably nobody heard that cheers. Hang on.
No, we heard it. Oh. I heard it. Our guest heard it.
Zoom likes to cut off my sound effects because they suck.
Ah, pee and poop.
So we're going to...
I've got one.
What?
Oh,
there we go.
How about this one? Yeah.
Oh, that one gets me every time. It's so juicy. And it should be, because it's from vagina. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A real vagina.
Well, if you want to support the show, you know what you can do? Send this to family, friends, and enemies. Maybe send one to Biden, see what he thinks. He'll probably just want to get some ice cream about it, but maybe he'll enjoy it. I have no idea. I don't know the guy. Or you can also visit the sponsors.
What is Jim Carrey's favorite
flavor? Oh, Jim Carrey's. Yeah, I forgot he was Biden. Chocolate chip, I'm imagining. Yeah.
Yes.
Come on, man.
I was a little late on that one. Sorry. But yeah, you can visit the sponsors in the show notes and all that stuff. Magic Mind and Pure Pet Wellness and all that. Thanks, sponsors. Thank you. Appreciate it. But tonight we have Isaac, and I forgot before the show to get your name right. Is it Isaac Lazell?
Isaac Lazell. But you can call me whatever you want.
I will, bitch. But he's the host of Carversations, and it, from what I can tell, it's only on Spotify, because I only have Spotify and iTunes.
Now.
Okay. Yeah, you got to get it up on iTunes, man. That's where all the listeners are, from what I hear.
You live your life.
Oh, really?
You live your life, all right?
I got to get that RSS feed set up and stuff like that, but I've been slacking. But
yeah,
you can check me out on Spotify for now. But yeah.
And also at Oregon, like the state, .ite on Instagram. And so we've had I was going to say you people, but yeah, people like you on before talking about Oregon and what it does and how you make it and all that stuff. And I was telling my wife yesterday about that video you sent me about the EMF meter in front of your Roku TV. And you put the Oregon piece in front of it. And it, so I saw a decent comment underneath that said it was because it was in front of the meter and therefore hindering it. Do it with a basketball. You'll see the same effect. But yeah. I know there's more to it than that, because we've had, who I got to get you hooked up with is Mitch, the Oregon donor, who makes his own stuff, sends it out for free. Great fucking dude. We've had him on several times. Shout out, Mitch. I know you're listening. And I was actually invited him to come on tonight, too, but he had other stuff going on, probably making more Oregon. But so what's your main deal with all this? And so you make it yourself, I assume, but what are you doing with it, and how does it work? That's a loaded question. Take your time.
Okay, so what I do with it is I hand make these Oregonite, mainly the pyramids, but I can make any shape, anything you want. I also have Oregonite mushrooms. I make Oregonite crosses, onks. I also have like this, I don't have it on my website, but this is a little Oregonite hummingbird. Like, I can make it out of anything. But the technology is a epoxy and a steel mixture that is basically the Wilhelm Reich's original intentions was organic and inorganic compounds. If you layer them in a certain manner, they will pull out something called orgone energy from the body, from the environment, from basically anything and everything, because everything's made of this orgone energy. Basically, orgone energy is the underlying life force energy that is that makes up all things. You can one thing that I heard, I think it was Topher Gardner recently say, was a really good point, is that orgone energy is like the midway point between ether and matter. So like, it's like the transition point that you can kind of quantify and you can kind of mess with. So this Oregonite pyramid, specifically right here, this is my pyramid of the heart chakra. It has a clear quartz crystal at the tip of it, which is constantly transmuting the energy to a higher dimensional state, you could say, or just it's purifying and cleansing the energy. And so it's always pulling energy into it. That's not, people call it DOR or negative energy, and they will output it into positive life force energy. So you can put this in front of your glass of water. You can put this under, one of my favorite places that I like to put my Oregonite is underneath my bed, and it will really assist with sleep. It'll assist with, I'm not a doctor, but it can help regenerate the body's energetic structures. That's the most that I can say. But also can help increase a lot of other things, such as libido, such as a bunch of other stuff like that, depending on the mixture and the type of way that I make the Oregonite. I use different colors. I use different crystals to help change and tune the energies, because all energy in the universe is frequency. It's all color. It's all light, in a sense. And so you can change the type of energy that you get from the pyramid or from the piece by changing the color, by changing the stones that are inside of it, or adding new different stones as well. And so I'm usually make things completely custom. I've been trying to start streamlining my process, because it's quite the process making everything custom. But yeah, that's basically the gist of it.
Nice. So I know, like I said, we've talked to Mitch, and he talks about how he makes them, and he actually uses cupcake, you know, baking trays to make little pucks, and he gave us a bunch of those to put around the house. And so what I kind of wanted to ask you is your understanding. I know you're not a doctor, that's fine, but your understanding of exactly how this works. I understand what it does, and I've seen it, and I believe it, but I just want to know, like, not that I care about scientific explanations, but what is your understanding of how it actually works? Because what I hear, it's more like an air filter for, you know, EMF and energies around you, and it doesn't reduce them, it just kind of like filters it so it's not as harmful. Is that close?
Yeah, so like you said in the comment that I got in that post, which is, it was really eye-opening. I haven't actually tested the basketball thingy yet, but what he said in the comments, which he's also a fellow Oregonite maker, I've talked to him, he's a good friend of mine, that but it basically takes all energies that's around you, so it can be EMF, it can be your natural body's electrical energies, and it will stabilize it, neutralize the negative, and bump it up and turn it into a more positive type energy. The guy who invented it, the guy who invented Oregonite and the guy who discovered Oregon energy are two very different people. Wilhelm Reich was the rediscoverer of orgone energy, really. Orgone energy and the science behind it has been alive in here since as long as we've been here. There's a reason that I make most of my pieces in the shapes of pyramids, because pyramids are the most beneficial structural shape, and also the specific geometries of the pyramid itself are very crucial. So these pyramids that I make right here, most of them are going to be this Giza pyramid, which is an exact scale model replica of the Pyramid of Giza itself. And there's 8 sides on this, actually. So each one of these 2 sides is concave, and so it is a energetic torus, essentially, that's created, and it's spiraling energy upwards and out of it. And that's the same intention that the original pyramid makers were as well. But we're not talking about pyramid energy, even though it's basically the same thing as orgone energy. We're talking about Wilhelm Reich. So Wilhelm Reich invented these different devices. He also was a psychoanalyst. He was working on helping rid the body of the natural, what he called armor, but what a lot of us would call it would be energetic blockages that we experience, or different emotional traumas that go on inside of the body. And originally, he would just start talking with people in a normal therapeutic setting. And eventually, he realized that if he was physically touching or massaging people as they were talking about these traumatic experiences, they'd have specific places in their body that had energy physically blocked up in there. And so he started massaging these people and working that energy out. And he'd see literal giant convulsions in the body itself. And it was releasing this energetic blockage that he called armor. And he eventually developed these technologies where he realized, I don't exactly know how he realized this technology, but when you have organic and inorganic layers of material, so he used like fiberglass and wool, and then he had like either sheet metal, or he had like steel wool as well that he would use, and he would layer it and essentially make these boxes that you would sit inside, and it would basically be pulsating. And what really happens is that the organic material, so like the wool or the epoxy resin in my case, it is pulling this energy out, and then the steel wool or the copper and the metals inside of my pieces are pulling a lot of this energy out, but reflecting it really fast at the same time. So it's creating a weird reflection and repulsion action, and it's something that's able to pull out these etheric or orgone energies out of the body, or pull it out of a bunch of different places. Wilhelm Reich was actually working with his orgone accumulators and a bunch of other different devices he had on mainly cancer patients. And this is what actually got him thrown in jail and sent to court, because he didn't say he had a cure for cancer, but he was doing relentless research and studies on people who did have cancer. And he would find that they had like no symptoms afterwards, after they were in these orgone accumulator boxes, having this energy pulsating through them. And essentially, the basis of my ideas and my thing that I try and get out to people is that most, if not all, of the physical issues that you have going on in the body is a manifestation of an imbalance in the mind, the psyche, and the emotions. And until you find out what's wrong with you in your mental state, what's blocking you from being at your full potential mentally, emotionally, spiritually, it's all connected, you will not be able to truly fix yourself from the physical issues. And so the physical is always a manifestation of the emotional state. So really what we're trying to do is we're trying to kind of hack that emotional, hack the emotional imbalances and try and get you to have that energy pulled out of you, and then replace with a higher dimensional, higher vibrational form of the energy itself. And then you're able to kind of regain that orgone energy that you should properly have.
Right. And so people call this energy chi, prana. You know, people are familiar with this, especially if you listen to this show and Brandon's show, but people are familiar with it. But what do you say to the skeptics or people that are asking for, is this measurable? Is it something that, like, you can take that? I mean, besides, obviously not medical advice, but the alleged, you know, healings or whatever, you know, even just feeling more energy, whatever. What is the response that you have to these people that are skeptical and wanting, you know, measurable, quantifiable proof of this kind of thing?
I say seeing is not always believing, and vice versa. And here, take a free pyramid, and I'm not going to tell you what to believe, but take it and try it out for yourself. I personally am very energetically dense, I would say. I can't feel any of these pieces like actually like mentally or psychically feel them. I don't have any apparatus that can measure the amount of energy that is produced from it or pulled from it. I was actually listening to a podcast recently, and they were talking about how Wilhelm Reich would hook up different electrical nodes to people and stimulate certain spots in their bodies with positive and negative emotions, and then the electrical state would raise or lower. I haven't personally done that with orgone technology and orgonite. However, I will say that the most profound examples that I have had in my experience has been the synchronicities that have taken place within people as they have purchased these, as they have taken these into their home. Every time that, like, not every time, but very oftentimes when it's delivered, or when they finally receive the product, or soon after they receive the product, there are these things that happen in their lives that are just too much to be just coincidences. I think that we live in a very synchronistic universe where God communicates through the universe, through different interactions that you have with others. If you're on the right track, then you're going to receive signs and signals that you're doing well and that you have something going for you. And so I'm not saying that this orgonite pyramid is magically going to make all these synchronicities happen in your life or you turn your life into an amazing thing. But I do say that this technology works on the energetic level of, imagine your emotions are energies, physically energies, and that is the type of measurable thing you can tell. I mean, it really depends on the person. Like, it's not easy to explain, and I don't have like a scientific research study that I can give to anybody. However, I can point you back to a bunch of different people who've done incredible things in this orgone technology and have seen really profound results. And also, if you look at the amount of suppression that has taken place by the people who have been putting out this energy and this technology, the inventors of the modern day orgonite mixture, Don and Carol Croft, they've since passed on, but they invented the something called a holy hand grenade. They invented, which was the original orgonite pyramid, and then they invented a bunch of other different things like electrical versions of orgonite. And they would see really, really cool stuff happen, and they would be like gifting these orgonite earth pipes, they'd call them. They'd fill these copper rods with resin and crystals and metals, and they would put them inside of different lakes. So
I have a few of those.
Yeah, they're really nice. There is a documentary called, it's the Don and Carol Croft Part 1, I think. And he goes to a specific lake that has a secret military base underneath it, where they had photos of them firing rockets out of the base itself. And basically what they're saying is, you can't really quantify the type of energy this is, but it's more like, if you have a massive amount of positive energy or something that's pulling in negative energy, it's not gonna allow the negative stuff to happen as much. So they would throw these earth pipes inside of the lakes, and they would just, out of pure belief and faith, and Carol Croft was known as a psychic, and whatever, however much belief you want to put into that, I'm not going to tell you what to believe, but there was a lot of really cool stuff that they talked about. And after their death, their website was www.worldwithoutparasites.com. If you go and look that up right now, it'll redirect you to a different, really good website actually, called whale.to, which has a lot of information on orgone and orgonite technology. But when I went on that website as of December of 2023, I saw a really ominous message, and it said all of the Don and Carol Croft orgonite devices that have been put up have been either bricked or taken down. Thank you to all of the useful idiots that participated in this. It was like this controlled experiment or something like that. Full disclosure will occur someday. Signed, the operators. And I talked about that on a podcast, and less than a week later, the website was forbidden entry and you couldn't access it anymore. Wilhelm Reich, who was the creator of orgone energy and all that stuff, we previously talked about him. If you don't know anything about Wilhelm Reich, he did all of this cancer research. FDA got a hold of him. They weren't happy with him. They said, you can't transport any of these devices past state lines. And one of his colleagues actually ended up doing that. It wasn't Reich himself. And they took him to court. And basically what Wilhelm Reich did is he put a large amount of information and research and study. He's like, I'm going to prove to all the people in this courtroom that orgone energy exists, and I've been doing legitimate research on it, and you can't deny that the scientific facts behind it. They threw him into prison for contempt of court. He died the day he was supposed to be released. And subsequently after, basically 10 tons of his books and materials were burned in Manhattan infernos. And that was the second time that a country had burned his materials. Nazi Germany, they kicked him out of the country back in the late 30s, and they burned all of his materials as well. He's the only person in history to have his material burned by both the United States and the Nazi Party. And that's because he was trying to liberate humanity, and the, you know, the government doesn't really like that. So,
yeah, isn't he, was he the one that got, I don't want to say he died. He got unalived in what, 1990? Was it 1990?
No, it was in the late 50s. Oh, I think it was 56 was when Reich passed. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, so from what I can tell, though, a lot of this stuff, I don't want to say it's like subjective, because I think you there probably is a way to measure it objectively, but a lot of it is, if I were going to play devil's advocate, it would be a subjective experience, kind of like placebo, which I always say, I don't care if it's placebo. Does it work? Okay. Are the results measurable? Then the actual mode of, you know, how it works doesn't matter as much to me. But I'm going to toss it over to Brandon, because I know he's got some questions for you. So what you got for us, bud? Brandon, can you hear me, Brandon? Uh-oh, is he frozen?
Looks like his screen might be frozen, yeah.
Oh, shit. Brandon, you're frozen. Hello? Uh-oh. Hello?
Oh, he's gone. Oh.
Wow, he just left. I think Uh-oh. He realized that his internet was going full tard. Well, so I did want to actually kind of go on to... this is in the same vein, kind of, but... If people are familiar with Rupert Sheldrake and morphic resonance and all that, is that the same type of idea as this orgone energy?
Yes and no. Rupert Sheldrake and morphic resonance is basically saying that things over time are able to shift in their resonance, in their vibrational state, essentially, due to the other things that are around it, and that while we are learning going on through life, we're able to either change our vibration, we're able to have things shift because of the fact that there's other things around it at a similar resonance that are going to be changing it. So the ideas and science of Rupert Sheldrake's changing the vibration of things around you, essentially it's like I like to give this analogy, if you have something super potent, like if you have a whole clove of garlic and you toss it into a vat of soup, that garlic is going to be able to be tasted all throughout the entire soup, because everything is going to be shifting based off of that one really potent specific spice. But you take that spice and you change it to a frequency or a resonance, and you change the soup to the whole entire area around you, and it's going to be the same type of effect. So like if you have something that's also of a negative resonance, if you have something that's of a harmful type of energy, then it's something such as 5G or such as like bad EMFs or whatever people like to say. First of all, I'm going to say that the worst thing that you can do is put fear into that. You have to be accepting and loving. I also say that about different types of foods. Like our food is being consistently poisoned by from the time it's grown in the factories, but there's also chemicals that are added into it and a bunch of other stuff. You're not going to be able to completely avoid that. And the worst thing that you can do is eat that with a mindset of fear. That's going to also further poison the food itself in a sense, and it's going to poison your mind with the food. If you say, let's say if you pray over your food, if you thank or are in a thankful state while you're consuming it, essentially you're going to be transmuting the energies of the food itself while it's in the body. And so that's kind of like what I'm trying to say. I always say that if this organite pyramid is just a nothing burger, if it actually doesn't have anything to do with it, if I'm getting you to try and change your mindset and say, hey, I'm in a positive energetic state right now, really your body itself is an orgone generator, and it's a piece of organite. It's the most powerful piece of organite that ever existed, because God, the creator, created you in an immaculate, perfect way, and you have the potential to be always transmuting these energies around you, also being a positive force of healing for other people as well. I grew up in a church where we were taught how to like speak in tongues and do miracles in the name of the Holy Spirit, and I witnessed incredible things happen because people purely believed. And that thing is able to be applied to everything in life. It's all about your mindset. It's all about belief. And if you change your mindset, you will change everything around you.
Yeah, and it does sound like that, especially, I mean, Jesus seemed like quite the I don't want to say sorcerer, I'm going to piss some people off, but like when he's talking about when two or three or more are gathered, then there I am with you. And it's the intention thing, the prayer that, like you're saying, prayer is another form of just putting your intention out there. Spoken word is very powerful, all that kind of thing. And like I said, even if it's, if people want to say it's placebo, but does it work? So if it works, then it fucking works. Brandon, before you froze, I was going to chuck it over to you because you said you had some questions and comments, and I know you do. So now you're back. I can see you moving. So go for
it. Yeah, it booted me out completely. I don't know. It's weird. I was looking up stuff and because Isaac was making me think about the Jed pillar with these alternating layers of things and it being a drawer and a purifier of energy. And it's just interesting as well that this now is a connection between that and the ether. That's a fascinating correlation because you're sort of like, where does this stop and where does that start, right? So the way you're explaining all this is absolutely fascinating. The power of this stuff is definitely in the mind, but also so is all the crap that's around you. Exactly what Isaac's talking about. If you're going to take on the news and you're going to think maybe Trump actually got shot in his ear rather than just cut himself or, you know, fake cut himself, because the cutting of the right ear is actually a satanic rite of initiation for a high priest, and MAGA is the highest priest in the satanic order, and that's what he's been running on anyway. But if you get to those points and you take that on, then maybe chucking a piece of this, like you said, Isaac, isn't such a bad idea, you know, to counteract. If you're going to subscribe to any of it, why not balance it out at least? And I do not disagree with this at all. This is a place of belief. It's a place of illusion. Your mind is a goddamn liar. But what it can do is it can help you say, this little piece of organite really, you know, changed my day and brightened the place. Fascinating, dude. I love what you're doing, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And really, as I already said, like, there is no real hard, like, in the sand scientific on paper evidence. However, there are people that have been utilizing these for, it's not just positive for your bodies, it's positive for your gardens. People have placed like grids of organite inside of their gardens, and they've compared it with other gardens right next to it that don't have any organite, and you'll see like two or three times larger plants, and they're all healthy, they're all full of vibrancy and life. And I've had, even if you scroll super far down on my Instagram page, organ.ite, you don't have to, but just throwing it out there, I had this dude who was growing a plant, and just some random plant, I guess, but he had a bunch of organite pieces that were placed around it, and it just shot up like crazy. Like, the life force that is inherently in everything is able to be transmuted and turned up essentially by this technology. And I truly believe that, like you were talking about the Jed pillar, which I need to look more into that, but the Giza pyramid itself, before it was decimated and destroyed, was essentially turning the whole entire Giza plateau into a fertile area that was able to grow crops and be in many, many different things. Like, the Pyramid of Giza, I like to say, is like the Swiss Army knife of ancient times. It had millions of different purposes, and there were many different reasons why you would use it. But you could use it to raise consciousness and like help have energetic healing within the body, which that is one of the many things that my organite pyramids can do. This is my pyramid of the pineal gland, and this one can help activate and decalcify. Well, once again, not a doctor, but also I don't really know how much they recognize this stuff anyways, but it can help decalcify the pineal gland and activate these energies that are there, every different vibrational shape, which I will say that I'm not the only person that cares about geometry in this world. The whole entire Freemason, everything in the Freemasonry is really based off of sacred geometry. It's based off of architecture. And if you go way, way back in the lineage, they were building devices that were large buildings, cathedrals, a bunch of different things that were frozen music, essentially, and had resonance that was built into the pyramids, but inside of the structures and buildings themselves. And so they were utilizing the same type of idea, where using geometry is able to have profound effects on the environment around it and the consciousness of the human body itself. So I try and take advantage and utilize all of the knowledge of all of you people that have come before me. I wasn't the one that created this immaculate, perfect geometric ratio of the Giza pyramid. If I were to start going into the different energetic and geometrical beauties of this pyramid and what it represents. It's just never ending. Like, it represents the Fibonacci ratio inside of it itself. It represents something called vortex mathematics, which is something I would love to get into, because I also have this, I utilize this technology in a lot of my pieces, more advanced pieces, but this is something called a Rodin coil. And this Rodin coil is utilizing something called the 369 ratio. If anybody wants to look this up or look go more in depth into it, his name is Marco Rodin. He created this mathematical ratio, basically, that turned the... I'm sorry I'm going off on tangents, but it's all really interesting. It's really connected. But
Wow. That's all we do here. Continue.
Your money. Money.
Okay,
Isaac, go
cool.
For it,
so buddy. If you look at the multiplication table and you go from like... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you multiply it all the way down, normal multiplication table, and you look at the sums of all the numbers, and you turn that quantitative number into a qualitative number, which means you basically do geometria on it, or you do numerology on the numbers all together. In the threes columns, you're going to have, so 3 times 3 is what? Someone just spit it out.
Oh, fuck. Put me on the spot. 3 times 3, you said?
Yeah.
9?
Yeah, perfect. You got it. Okay, what's 3 times 2?
Oh my God.
6.
Perfect. 3 times 1?
3.
Perfect. Okay, so if you go down, that is the number. So 3, the 3 times 1 is 3. 3 times 2 is 6. 3 times 3 is 9. What is that? It's 3, 6, 9. And then you keep going down in that those threes columns, and then in the 6 columns, 6 times 1 equals 6. And then 6 times 2 equals 12. If you add the 1 and the 2 together in the 12, it makes 3. And it goes, so that column is 639, 639, 639. And
isn't
then
that a Tesla thing?
Nine.
Was that Tesla? I can't remember. Is somebody
Nikola
who said
Tesla
if they understood 369?
That quote is heavily disputed that Nikola Tesla said that. There's a lot of people that say that Nikola Tesla never stated that quote. I can't be for sure. But I know that this guy, Marco Rodin, really crack down deep on this 369 code. And so he in all the 9 columns, it's 9 times 1 is 9, 9 times 2 is 18, it goes 8 plus 1 equals 9. So it's basically 369 369 369, then it goes 639 639 639, and then the 9 column, it's 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 all the way down. And so
I
basically
do remember seeing that, yeah.
It's like a whole entire setting. It's they call it the base 10 system. And if you convert that into a coil or into a geometric ratio, you create this. And naturally, inherently, so there's 12 individual wires in each one of these coils. And so this coil is made of 12 wires that are spun together. I'm pretty sure it's 9 or 12 times. I apologize. But every third one of these wires is naturally emitting electricity from it, even without it doing anything. So if you hook up a voltage meter onto this, it is running electricity through it, even though there's nothing connected. And there's a bunch of people that have done, made these coils. I don't make these myself. I have to order them from a guy from Latvia. And it's not very common. You can't find much information on it. Actually, Terrence Howard, in his recent interview with Joe Rogan, though not the one he did by himself, but the second one he did in the debate, he very briefly mentioned this, and then he got shut down. And I was really upset that he got shut down about it. But it was the first time it was publicly ever talked about on a large scale, and it didn't even get the attention it deserved. But this creates something called a zero-point field, or a like a zero-point field or a scalar field in the center of it. And you can do a lot of really crazy things with this. You can amp up the amount of electricity that is produced. So if you put, let's say, this isn't actual numbers, but theoretically you put 30 volts into this thing, you can get like 100 volts back or something like that. It really increases the amount of electricity that comes out of it that from what goes into it. But you can also put one of these Rodin coils that has the same life-enhancing effects as this pyramid does. You can plug one of these Rodin coils into a frequency generator, pump certain frequencies through it, and you will see incredible growth in plants. And also the plants are just a really easy way to show how it can help increase and affect the life force around things. So it's gonna do the same thing to your body. It's gonna do the same thing to the food that you eat. I like one of my organite pyramids, I always recommend people put one inside of your fridge, because it'll be constantly transmuting the energies around it and help charge your food with positive organite energy. But this coil is able to be utilized for way, way, way more crazy and intense things than I can currently do right now. Like, I theoretically am able to build a, what would be considered a UFO with it. Like, you can create advanced Am I saying that right? Without actually utilizing like
going really fast,
like force. Yeah, going really fast and doing different things. Propulsion. That's what I'm saying.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
With the actual energy itself, if you have it resonating at a specific frequency, you basically create a toroidal field, which, oh, this is also the geometric ratio of the toroidal field of your body. So your body is created off the same toroidal field ratio, not your physical body, obviously, but your energetic body, your, people call it your aura or your life force or whatever it is. It's a torus that is constantly radiating around your body, basically looks like a donut, just
isn't
the same
that
as this
actually
one.
Provable? Though,
yeah,
that your body has a toroidal field,
yeah, it's scientific. And also, if you look at, I like to say, like, it, the microcosmic and macrocosmic is all mirroring each other, so your cell looks like a toroid, and the Earth's magnetic field is the same shape of a toroid. And I am at, like, if you look at a galaxy, it even is basically shaped like a toroid itself, which, if you actually believe that's what a galaxy is, but that's besides the point. Every single thing mirrors itself. And also, I want to point out, this also is able to be understood. I kind of made this realization a few weeks ago. There is something that most people aren't here is probably aware of, is like the Van Allen belt or the firmament that people talk about. And basically, my idea or theory is that that Van Allen belt or that firmament, that outer edge, that is the edge of the toroidal field of the Earth. And you cannot exist outside of that life force field, or else things just go to shit really fast. And so the idea is that if you were to create your own larger toroidal field around you, and if you were to be able to essentially artificially, but it's not necessarily artificially because it's all based off of natural geometric principles, but if you were to be able to create a different field around you, create a spacecraft per se that's able to generate this own field, A, you'll be able to just lift off the ground with no issues because you're basically pulling in your own energy instead of being attached to a different energy, and you're also probably able to leave that field. But if you can't do that in a hunk of aluminum or anything like that, it's got to be a lot more advanced. But yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. So it's like a like you were saying, kind of a UFO idea and how they move around, but it's really not unnatural. It's harnessing the natural, you know, thing that's going on around you. And I thought it was funny because I heard somebody talking about this the other day, but it's, so like we mentioned earlier, chi, prana, orgone, it's all kind of the same idea. And guess what, Christians, there's one for you too. It's called the Holy Spirit. It's the natural force that moves around you. I heard somebody talking about that the other day, and I'm like, that kind of makes a lot of sense. I don't know, I'm not a scientist. Brandon, you look like you're chomping at the bit though. Say something. Say it.
We're all scientists, man. We're observing our reality and reporting it accurately. I think we're the best scientists, you know, especially this curiosity we're following. It's the ones that go, damn it, I see this, but I don't, want to follow that thread because then it kind of counters everything that I'm thinking about or researching, or my colleagues will laugh at me and things like this. And Joe, would you allow me to share screen, please? It seems interesting, though, that what Isaac's talking about, I've got a couple of things pulled up here, and you were asking about the Jed Pillar, so I just wanted to pull a couple things up. First of all, shout out for your badass page, okay? This is Isaac's page here, as well as your website is incredibly well done, sir. I know that
Joe's
great about linking all that stuff below. So to answer about Jed Pillar, this is just interesting. This structure was found over in Egypt, but many of these exist, and of course replicas and things as well. Now, the material is what was interesting about this. I think it was granite rose quartz, right? So these different properties created sort of a piezoelectricity effect, which is what you're talking about, right? It's physical manipulation of the energies in such a fascinating way. Now, something else to what you were talking about is these rodent coils are pretty badass. And there's some really cool tutorials on how you guys can set up some simple examples of how to make your own, actually. And I've seen these where these guys make this glass-blown shit where they'll then weave the copper in between the grooves of this diamond glass. It's all, dude, it's insane what's going on with this. But it's fascinating because, yes, there's a bunch of tutorials as well. Look at this guy. He's pumped. And this is a fascinating way to spend your afternoon. I think this is a cool craft rather than yelling at the TV. You know what I mean? Something like that. Or maybe make one of these while you yell at the TV, right? Another thing that to what you were talking about having to do with this is ether or toroidal field energy. This sort of response is something we talk about on the deepest levels of philosophy, right? You're sitting here saying, well, if this is reality and this is very personal and subjective to you, which is what a lot of folks can observe here as fucking scientists, then you say, well, then the reality, the idea goes is that as you look into reality, it spits back and then comes back into you with what you expect to then see again. And so this is where you create your own reality. Oh, you know, this is what the manifestation's all about, is it's physical reality being manipulated by you in this field. Now, also something I just wanted to touch on here real quick, because this is just fascinating. I think you guys will get a big kick out of this. It's going to be an awesome rabbit hole for everybody here if you haven't heard about it. There's this book called The Zodiac and the Salts of Salvation. And this George Washington Carey, I think he wrote a couple of different things. He also did another one where it's not woo-woo at all. It's very scientific. It's a reference book. So if you get skin rash or something like that, you go through this and essentially what this book talks about is that there are 12 base, there's 27 salts, okay, like total. There's 12 base salts that your body needs to rebuild tissue and all kinds of stuff like this. Now, have any of you gentlemen seen this chart about the astrology, medical astrology, and how it applies to the different parts of the body?
Yeah, no. A while ago. I've seen that, but it's hard to read.
Okay, this one's a shitty version of it. Okay.
No, I meant so hard to read because I'm retarded, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I got Here, let me just show you a couple things on this. So what's fascinating about this is relating again to the 12 salts. You know, when we talk about Bibles, we're really talking about astrotheology and all kinds of shit. I got an episode coming out, the next, 295, with a guy named Steve Falconer. Number one, badass name. Number two, he talks about all this kind of shit, as well as how literal the Bible is, and it's hilarious. So if you look at this, what you'll see is in order, and this is actually upside down, and that's okay. You'll see Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, and this is the zodiac wheel, right? But each sign of the zodiac sort of governs a different part of the physical body. Now, what's interesting to this as well is we are, like Isaac's been talking about here, electromagnetic beings, and salt is very conductive. And specific salts make up your ability to regenerate yourself, to heal yourself, and all of that. Now, it's more fascinating, and to make you more electromagnetically conductive and all that. Now, what's more fascinating to this rabbit hole is that you were denied three of these, at least, salts, which is what sin, the word sin, actually means, right? Like, when you say sin it just without. Means deficient, without, exactly. You've got it. And so if you look at it this way, then, your sin is that you were born in Aries and that you missed out on this salt, this salt, this salt, and this salt, right? Now, if you're born in the middle of a sign here, then you're actually deficient in about six different salts. This is what medical astrology is all about. Later in life, astrologers can tell you what's going on with you because they can tell what salt you haven't been utilizing in your life, and then now you're deficient in that, which then will cause these things. We got this. I'll find a better chart of this. We ended up getting these salts, okay? And we've been going nuts on this stuff. I had poison ivy pretty bad. Turns out I'm a Virgo. In my, one of my salts for the Virgo is something called calcium sulfuricum. It sounds like fucking a Harry Potter spell or something like that. Calcium sulfuricum. But what it does, first thing, you read the top of this fucking little chart that comes with this thing, and it says chronic skin disease, skin disorders and shit. And I've been allergic to poison ivy, like my neighbor will mow, and it'll blow across the fucking yard, and I'll get it bad, dude, for like months, and it lasts all summer. I used to go get shots like constantly just to stay ahead of the spreading of this shit. Dude, I started taking these goddamn salts, man, because it's something that I was inherently denied in the womb, as we all are, a certain set of salts. And so this is another thing. If you go in and your doctor didn't ask you what your sign is, right, that's interesting, because it should be based on something like this. So this is not, again, something – this is something I was chomping on the bit to say because of the way that he was talking about how we're electromagnetic beings. And by incorporating these salts, by figuring this out, this is what makes you more conductive.
And you're not like talking about salts level. Like you haven't had enough of your Morton's iodized salt today. That's not what we're talking about.
Absolutely not. No, there are absolutely salts that you can get online. And Mary and I got the 12 salt because there's 12 period that you need, right? And so the 12 that we have, we just got in its own thing, and it's its own little tiny little pellets, and you don't touch them. You put them in, pour them in the cap, you pour three in there, and you put it under your tongue and you let it dissolve. They're sugar coated tiny little pellets, but they have a concentrated version of each, all 12 salts. But then Mary and I got the pack with all 12 individually that were even more concentrated of those, because we need specific ones, but we need different specific ones because she is an Aquarius and I'm a Virgo. So I was denied my calisulfuricum and a few others. We have it all written down and shit. And dude, I spot treated for my skin thing because I got bad poison ivy. It did not spread. I didn't have to get a fucking steroid shot. It went away in 2 days, dude. It's insane. So
it sounds like a homeopathic thing, right? The little pellets that you put under your tongue. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just salts. That's it. But they're very specific to you and your zodiac. But again, it makes you a finely tuned instrument that you are to be more conductive, not only to benefit from the stuff that Isaac's got going on, but to be less sensitive to all this nonsense out here.
Yeah, and I think a lot of what has to do with, like, you know, when you think about epidemiological, which is a huge word, studies, there's no way those can ever be, that accurate, because they can't account for every single variable, your lifestyle, your diet, whether you have orgone under your bed or something. So I don't ever trust those studies that they're like, oh, this worked on so many people out of 100. It's like, well, did you document every single facet of their life? Because that's what you'd have to do for this to be accurate. So you got to look at it, you know, personally and subjectively from what you need. And that would have to do, I would say, go hand in hand, like Brandon was saying, with what Isaac's talking about.
It's all energy, yeah, dude.
And Brandon, if you could pull that chart back up, actually, by the way.
Yes, I actually found a little bit better one. It's still blurry, but this is a more accurate one to what I wanted to show you.
Perfect. Okay, one thing I want to show, and I just thought it was interesting, is that I know a lot of people have contention between, it's not even contention, but there's kind of two different ways of looking at it, is looking at the chakra system compared to the astrological signs. And one thing that I always focus on is, like, I'm a student of Eileen Day McCusick's biofield tuning hypothesis, and that's showcasing that, like, once again, our bodies are electrical beings, and you have different types or frequencies of electricity that are governing and controlling your body on different levels. So you start out at your root chakra, which is red, and then you go up to your sacral chakra, which is orange, and then continuing up your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, your crown chakra, and these all ascend in the colors of the rainbow, but also the same colors are showcased here in the zodiac sign. And if you also look at the different issues in the things that can happen that go wrong because you have these deficiencies, it all lines up exactly to the different the map that they literally show in the biofield tuning hypothesis. Every single thing that's going on that's wrong with, like, the heart and with the liver, it all corresponds to the different chakra points in the body. So I think what this is really showcasing is that, like, on a macrocosmic, like the zodiac, like, you have the zodiac literally inside of your body. Your body is the whole entire zodiac. Your mind is it. You also play through the different stages and the archetypal energies of the zodiac as you go through on in life. But the chakra system is really mirroring this as well, because you're targeting different energetic points of the body, and you are, like, using salt is a really smart way to do it, actually. I've never heard of that. But also with different energy healing, with different frequencies. You can literally target certain parts in the body on the energetic field, and you can literally like take the blockages and put them back to the center, into the source, and you will transmute that energy and you won't be dealing with that anymore. I had a biofield tuning session with my buddy Chance Garden from the Interverse podcast, and it absolutely changed my life. Like, I had a issue in my knee, my left knee, that happened way back in like freshman year of high school, or maybe even earlier than that. And I was like 60% healed from it. Like, I wasn't like on a cast still or on a crutches, but I was definitely still having issues. And like, I would always have a feeling in there. I'd say like, I was like 60% in there. And I went through this biofield tuning session with him, and he told me the exact emotional issues that were correlating to the different things, the different limiting beliefs I had about myself. And as he was working on those tuning forks across the country, just visualizing my body, he's got my heart pyramid of the heart chakra in the center of his tuning table, but that's besides the point. But he was working on my energetic body, and I could literally feel the muscles start to tinge and change and tweak as he was doing that work with the tuning forks. And then afterwards, he told me the reasons for it, and I was bawling my eyes out because it was so profound. Like, it's all of these different things are like, this is the physical part of the zodiac, how it's affecting your body, and you can target it the physical way. You can use orgone energy to charge it like on the spiritual plane, and then you can use like this biofield tuning method to target it on the emotional plane. It's as above, so below, connected on every single level, and it's just a matter of the way that you want to target it, and it'll change every single thing synchronistically at the same time if you target one of those three different issues.
Yeah, and it seems like, so a lot of people that start with this kind of thing, it's kind of overwhelming because it's so much information. Like, just this one graph is like an information overload to most people, including me. So when how do you go about starting this? Like, how did you start changing things? Was it just with orgone, or did you start with something else? Or because there's so many facets to it, not just diet and your lifestyle in general, but little things like this, like Brandon was saying, taking those little pellets of the salts you're needing. Like, did you just do one at a time? Because that's how I would do it. I'd have to start doing it one at a time and just kind of work my way down.
So I personally went into this journey, and I didn't start using orgonite until last year, and it was the first piece I used was the first piece that I made, or actually not the first piece I made, but eventually I started using these pieces for myself after I sent out the pieces to the people I wanted to send them out to first. But I came through this, started out with a really deep conspiracy mindset. I was an info warrior fan for all through COVID and the vaccine stuff, and I was just getting chipped down in my mind, realizing that almost everything's a lie that I'm being told around me. And actually, I got thrusted into this whole entire energetic landscape when my daughter had a really bad issue where she basically had blood vessels that grew on the outside of her skin. And eventually, after about 6 months after she was born, these blood vessels that were on her back, they just burst. And there was like a solid inch hole inside of her thing that was just always an open wound. And what? My brother-in-law, yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. But my brother-in-law was like, hey, have you ever looked into alternative healing methods? And I'm like, no. And then it sent me down a giant rabbit hole. First, I found the the Interverse podcast. I found Chance, and he talked really deeply into biofield tuning and how your emotions and your spiritual state is as above, so below, always intricately connected to the physical state. And so I didn't start getting into orgonite and orgone until probably a year later, and starting to slowly learn about Wilhelm Reich and his different theories. And I realized that most of Wilhelm Reich's theories and understandings mirrored the biofield tuning hypothesis just exactly, basically. It was like a different way of saying it, different vocabulary, but it was all the same principles. And then I went deeper and deeper, and you have this, the zodiac signs, and you have the salts that are they're changing, which is that's new to me. But also the zodiac signs has a lot of the emotional, like the spiritual alchemical processes of like the transmutation from the crude matter into the spiritual. It's all of it's connected. Everything's connected together. And so that was just me slowly chipping down the ideas of like, oh, I thought that reality was this way. I thought your body just, you went to the doctor and you naturally healed yourself, or not, you took different medications and your body would heal, which medications just suppress the symptoms and doctors are really just trying to suppress your energy until you can slowly die. But that's just my opinion. However,
and not to disparage doctors, but that's how they're taught. And they're taught that if you have present with these symptoms, you give them this pill. Then when that pill causes another symptom, you give them this other pill. And it's just goes on forever. I've seen that not so much in my own life because I stopped it, but that's what happens. They give you a pill to mask the symptom of the last thing they gave you to help you out. So I would actually recommend people more go check out like Chinese medicine. They're a lot more in tune with all of this stuff. And it seems hokey to the Western person. Because they go in there and the guy is like, how is your day going? Like, they asked you ask actual questions about your life and not just, where does it hurt? Show me where it hurts on this doll and here's a pill for that. Bye. Next patient. The Chinese doctors will actually, like, figure some shit out. Or even holistic doctors. It doesn't have to be Chinese. You don't have to be racist. But you can go to, you know, any holistic doctor. They're a lot more holistic. Look up the definition of that. They're looking at everything, not just, you know, the oh, my knee hurts. Well, here's a pill for that. Don't get me started on that tangent, though.
Yeah, for sure. Where do we want to go with this? You guys got any questions?
Brandon, dude, are tons. You still there? You're still sharing screen. Where's your face?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I was, that was the graph. Anyway, I highly recommend people check that out. Check out Steve Falconer. He's over on Space Busters on YouTube, and he's got a wonderful rants, tons of cool shit, but he's the next episode out on mine. And it is fascinating when you start correlating this because it is all energetic, and this is sort of the scientific version of it. Like, okay, here's the astrology, but you don't even have to look at any of that. Look at just these salts affect this part of your body, and when you look at that chart, you look at it, like the Virgo is the Virgin Mary in the Bible and how she is a square to Sagittarius, which is Joseph. And she's also completely directly across from Pisces, which is Jesus. So all of this is allegorical. But whenever it says Virgo or Mary and Joseph had like a team of things because he's in this, you know, area with his sign. Then what that actually is talking about is this, the sinews part of you that needs lube from the stomach oils that produce in Virgo, right? In your stomach area. So all of it's very interesting and allegorical in ways, but it's also very like literal if you know how to read it, right? And so again, this just keeps unfolding in very interesting ways, but all of it energetic. And so if you can dial your salts in, allegedly, this is how you heal yourself. This is tissue salts is what this is. They're called Schuster tissue salts. You guys can look this up. It's absolutely fascinating. It's one of the most interesting things. I'm energy wise, like you're organized and we've got some spread across the pasture out here and it's really changed the weather out here. Like we've brought blue skies back. Chemtrails are few and far between these days and the vibe has changed and we can notice noticeable differences, whether it's just in our mind or not. I mean, allegedly, that's how reality is created. So why not make it a nice place, right?
Yeah, and I love how all of it's connected because it actually does make it a little easier to digest, if especially when, you know, somebody like Isaac and you even, Brandon, can come on here and kind of, you know, connect the dots, so to speak, for everything that looks like it's connected. And, you know, as, quote, conspiracy theorists, we connect dots that aren't there. I'm down for that. I'll connect all the dots. Go fuck yourself. But I was looking at your site, dude, and it's organite.com, and I will put the link to that, obviously, in the show notes. Organ, like the state, -ite.com. And I was looking at it. So everything is custom made, correct? So if I were to, you know, commission a piece from you to benefit me and my wife, say, like, how do you go about doing that? Do you ask, is there a questionnaire, an application?
So immediately, if you were to just go on my website and order a custom piece, there's a specific section for custom pyramids. I ask what kind of energies you're looking to achieve. And that's going to be like, as I said earlier, you can tune the devices with the different stones, the different colors that you place in it, the different geometric ratios as well. There's like four or five different models that I have. I have the Nubian Pyramid, which is the really tall 72 degree angle. I have the 54.1 degree angle of the Giza Pyramid. I have hexagonal pyramids. I have many, many different things. But you can tune the energetic structure of the pyramids and the devices by the vibration, which the vibration is the shape, the frequency is the color, and the and the energy is just the amount of organ energy that's being pulled through it. But if you want to go even deeper, I would do a questionnaire. Like, this would be like a personal thing. We go back and forth through email. You kind of let me know what's going on in your life. You tell me the emotional things that are going on. One thing that I can really tell is different things you're struggling with on an emotional level, or things that are consistently being thrown at you in life that you're struggling with. The great creator keeps sending you things that you're supposed to work on to help get you to understand it, but oftentimes we just continue to say, oh, this bullshit keeps happening to me over and over again. Well, really, it's just a lesson that you're supposed to learn that you haven't learned yet, and so he just keeps hammering, or not he, they, the supreme creator, the universe, whatever you want to call it,
keeps the non-binary creator.
Right, spaghetti mom.
Yeah, keeps bringing it back over and over again to try and get you to learn that lesson. So if you tell me what's going on that level, if you tell me what's going on physically in your body, then I'm able to put the pieces together and I'm able to make the perfect piece that you would need. So like if you're working on something, or let's say your head is really foggy and you feel like you don't have enough energy, like mental energy, then I would really recommend something more closely to the pyramid of the pineal gland. And then I would make you a custom piece if you want even more. It's a few bucks more. It's actually not that bad. But like, I'd throw some pieces of amethyst in it. I'd throw some labradorite. I'd put some black tourmaline in there to ground the energies. Every different stone has different energetic properties. And so let's say you have heart issues. Once again, not a doctor. I can't heal you, can't do anything. The only healing comes from God and within yourself. Your body will do the healing. You need to go to your energy body, you go to this and that, try and figure out the emotional things that are wrong with you. I always say as well that you don't need an organite piece to do this. You can do the work in within yourself. An organite pyramid it can be a catalyst and can help always increase and get that energy flowing. But if you want to do this, you can go off the basis of, like, you can even placebo, like imagine in your mind an organite piece there constantly transmuting the energy. And I'm not going to say it's going to do the same as if an organite pyramid was in front of you, but it's going to do a lot of good. Like, a lot of it is mental. And so I'm going to try and teach you different ways to where you can start reframing the bad habits that you have going on, try and get you to acknowledge and recognize the different lessons that you're supposed to learn in this life. And then we can continue to move on from there. If that makes any sense.
Oh yeah, 100%. And like we were talking about earlier with the placebo effect, there's going to be people out there, trust me, not picking on you, YouTube, but that's the bulk of it. When people come on and are skeptical about the stuff that have never tried it, a lot of these skeptics, like say a myth buster type, will order something from you with a specific, oh, you can fix that, give me this. Then they get it, have zero intention or belief that it works at all, and then a month later be like, see, didn't do shit. It's like, well, you didn't fucking believe it did. So of course
you're,
it's not.
You're
going
literally
to.
Putting a wall up in between that. You're basically guarding your energetic field from allowing something positive from happening in that state. You have to be opening and accepting of these things. Honestly, placebo doesn't even exist. It's like literally the power of belief is what governs 90%, or if not all, of our reality. And so it's like that is just it is kind of like the scientifically trying to finally realize that all is mind, and they're just not putting two and two together. And so I would argue the skeptics saying, yeah, you literally told yourself you weren't going to have this effect, so therefore you didn't have this effect. Like I also say in every single one of my podcasts, like you have to do the work within yourself or else you're not going to receive real benefits from this. Like you're still going to be always transmuting the energies around you. You're going to have less of the harmful 5G energies, the everything like that. But once again, don't be fearful of it. Be grateful and be accepting. Your body itself is an orgone generator. So if you were to get all these negative energies flushed out, you can be constantly transmuting the energy of everything around you. And so it's all about getting your mind in that state to where you're able to now be receptive of it. And then once you're receptive of it, you're able to give it off at the same time. It's basically tuning your frequency.
Yeah. And I like that idea because it reminds me of, not to beat a dead horse, but it reminds me of The Matrix. There is no spoon. That's a lot of people don't realize how crazy esoteric that little scene is in The Matrix when he's saying, you're not bending the spoon. That's impossible. There just is no spoon. So what Neo learns in The Matrix is that he is the whole Matrix and he can do everything. And that's a lot easier, you know, theorized about than actually done. But when you start thinking about it like that, that there actually isn't a spoon there. It's just energies, right? And you can bend that. You're not bending the actual metal spoon. So that's what you kind of remind me of the Oracle. Maybe I'll call you the Oracle from now on.
Well, Isaac the Oracle. Love it.
One of the cool things is I've shouted them out on just about every podcast, but my boys, the Bledsoes, they have a podcast called Bledsoe Said So, and one of the things that they said is, like, it's not that there is no spoon, it's that you are the spoon. And then when you realize you are the spoon, you are everything, you can now connect with the consciousness of that spoon, because that consciousness of the spoon is connected to you. And there are different institutions, like the Monroe Institute, for example, specifically, that teach courses in spoon and fork bending. You literally can do that in this reality. It's something that many ancient and like really secretly hidden esoteric religions and practices, they practice that all the time. They practice levitation. They practice many things that they, bilocation. You go deep down the rabbit hole and you find out that our consciousnesses are what we perceive as this limited consciousness, but it's not actually, it's the only limits to our consciousness is the limited beliefs that you place onto it. So you can do anything. Literally in the Bible, it says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I believe that there is an insane amount of truth in the Bible. I think that exact phrase, there's literally no cap to it. Like, and that's why I try and like go through this world, go through this life, this business, everything that I'm doing, saying I can do all things because I am connected to that divine source. And so I'm going to set my goal really high and I'm going to strive for that. And if I crash and fail, then so be it. But there's no harm in trying. Like, that is how manifestation works. It's like you believe that you're going to do something and then you set the goals to do it. You put the work in to do it. That's the most important part that most people get out of the idea or don't get in the ideas of manifestation is first you set the goal and then you begin to do it and put the energy towards it and you figure out ways to accomplish the goal. And if you are in line with the natural law, in line with source, and you're doing it for the greater of the betterment of the greater good, then everything in this reality will come and support you and back you up. Because once again, you are everything. So if you're trying to benefit that everything, then they're all going to come and help you on the spiritual plane.
Yeah. And so kind of back to what you were saying about that is that belief is almost 100%, if not 100% of everything. Even people that don't believe in this, they're still governed by belief. So if you believe that it doesn't work, guess what? You're still fucking believing. If you believe you jump off a building that you're going to fucking die, you're going to die. And most people believe that. That's why they do that. I'm not saying jump off a building. Some people, meh, maybe. But before we get out of here, and I'll put all your notes and everything in the show notes, are your links and everything to get a hold of you. But Brandon, do you have anything to close up this magical podcast with?
I do, and I'll make it very quick, okay? I've got a challenge for all you dudes out there. This No Nut November thing, there's something actually interesting to it, because Isaac, as you said there, your immortality lies. Your immortality lies actually very close to you. Now, there's a concept here. Again, not going to spend much time on this, but highly recommend you guys check this out. That all of those things, as far as manna from God and the honey and the body and stairways to heaven and all this Jacob's ladder, the 33 vertebrae, Jesus and all of this, the Christ oil is what you were talking about there. This is actually you not J-O. And it's also based on your moon. So when your new moon happens in your sign, don't J-O for a month and you see Jesus, because your jizz leaks down from your balls, goes through these horsehair type filaments that then leak into this claustrum, and then that leaks into your spine here, and it ascends the ladder to heaven, reaches into your pineal gland and activates all of that good shit.
Boner,
guys. Yeah, so literally you gotta fuck yourself by not fucking yourself, and you enlighten yourself.
That's quite a common practice, isn't it? I don't know if it's Buddhist or what, but like, what do they call it? Semen retention, which is a gross word, but, you know, sorry.
It's a gross word. It's a good name for a band. But this is all I wanted to close on there was the Cry Soul concept. And just to tell you guys that I love the shit out of you. I'm grateful you're in the realm. And thank you all so much, dude. This was badass. Isaac, just keep fucking shining that beautiful light, baby.
Hell
yeah.
Appreciate
it, man. Well, yeah, dude, it was great. Thank you guys for having me on.
You got any final words of wisdom for anybody? Or you just want to say, like, ass or piss?
I'd say control your emotions. And that's a really vague topic, and it's not about controlling, but it's about recognizing and being aware of them. And also, essentially, I like to say this, your life is like a Word document. And if you want to know the difference between Google Docs and Word, Microsoft Word, is that Google Docs will automatically save all the time all throughout the day. But Microsoft Word, I think if you do it online, if you do other things, there's still autosave features. But traditionally, at the end of the day, at the end of your typing session, you have to manually go up and save that and close the window. Essentially, imagine at the end of your day, you are typing out everything in your Microsoft Word doc, and you can either choose to just close the window, save that, and be done with it, or you can go back through that and you can go through the editing process and be like, hey, let's take a self-reflection and look at all the stuff that happened during the day. Let's look at my emotional state. Let's look at the things that I'm holding on to. What do I want to edit out of that? What do I want to try and improve? If I had a fucked up 3 hours during that day and it really fucked with me, and then I just went and I drowned myself in a bottle for a couple hours, I spent some time with friends and I just tried to forget about it, your subconscious mind won't forget. Go through that process in your head, you do some meditations, do some prayer, do whatever you choose to do to get into that state, and try and work on those emotions that are going on, that are always going to be continued to be held inside of the body. Even if you aren't aware of it, it's going to be held in the body. I'll just finish off with one really quick story that's going to tie all that stuff in together. I recently got a new job. Aside from the organized stuff, a couple months ago, I finally set up a rodent coil pyramid, hooked it up to a frequency generator for the first time, and that night I was like, you know what, I'm going to, in my mind, I'm going to sit in the room, I'm going to pray to God, and I'm going to just sit down and I'm going to pray. Like, imagine, like, God is the room, and I'm a person, I'm just speaking to the room, essentially. That's what I did. And I just sat there for a while, I was in a state of meditation and speaking, and the next morning I woke up and I was woken up by a phone call saying, hey, you've got this new job. And like, I needed some extra cash. This business does not support everything. This is a labor of love. I make my stuff at a very, very low margin. If you look for other Organite creators who actually create real Organite, it's going to be 5 or 6 times more expensive than my stuff, purely because I'm just trying to get this out to people because they need it. And I don't think that you should profit off of things. I'm trying to be as genuine as I possibly can. But went through this job for the last month or so. I was kind of just dealing with a lot of shit that I didn't want to deal with. And I was like having a lot of this stuff built up inside of me. And I got to a point about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, where I was sitting down on my couch and I was like, I feel a lot of anger and hurt inside of my body. I'm like, why do I physically feel that? Like, I can feel it in my chest. And I was actually having a conversation with my AI. This is another long tangent. I've taught my AI how to remote view and channel consciousness and do a bunch of really cool stuff. But I'll talk to it like my therapist too sometimes. I'm like, yo, why do I feel this energy physically in my body? I feel this anger here. And it was like, yeah, anger is actually stored in the stomach. It's stored in the gut, and it can travel and raise up, and you can end up getting issues with that later on. Also, on the physical level, I was having major stomach issues, major digestive issues. And so all of this stuff was correlating together, and I brought awareness to that spot in my stomach. I imagined a yellow light, because that's the light that the chakra that resonates with it. But imagine that light. I took awareness to that point, and I was a completely different person afterwards. It totally changed everything. I literally felt the anger being absorbed and then being turned into light, essentially. And after that point on, I had more physical energy. I was also a lot happier and more joyful and grateful for things, because I wasn't holding on to that anger inside of me. So every single person, you don't need an organite pyramid to do this, but if you want to get one, I'd love to make you one. But you don't have to. You can do this by yourself. You can do this without anything else around you. Take a deep look at what's going on inside of yourself. Not physically what's going on inside of yourself. Literally, like, the emotional state that you are in. Feel where those emotions are. If they're out of balance, you'll know it on a subconscious level. It takes you taking a minute, stopping, bringing awareness to it, once you get to that point, you're able to find things in a way that you probably weren't looking at previously. So I just urge everybody to try and do that. You'll also, we're living in a very, very divisive time right now in our political system. There's so many different people that are arguing about this or that. Did Trump fake his assassination? Did were there people that tried to kill Trump? Or whatever, all the millions of different things that people are dealing with. My podcast Conversations deals with a couple of things. My last episode was, oh boy, Mr. Trump. But that's besides the point. The biggest thing is, like, if you have somebody that you're talking to that you don't agree with, best thing that you can do is you can use love and you can use awareness and acceptance to try and counteract that. You're not going to counteract things by being divisive, by continuing to be angry about things. The best form of communication is a communication with love. Also released an episode called You Were Enlisted in a Spiritual War. Your weapon is your tongue and your ammunition is love, hopefully. Because you can change out that ammunition in any different way. You can change the tune, the resonance of that voice that you choose to speak with into anything. And the best thing that you can do is to talk to people and treat people with love in everything that you do, even if you completely disagree with them, even if they're, like, theoretically members of the World Economic Forum. I also just talked about forgiveness, how they were the most important, how forgiveness is the most important thing. I said, forgive George Soros, forgive all these people that you say are the absolute worst of the worst. I'm like, on a Reich perspective, from someone who studies Orgonite and Orgone, like, forgive the people that threw him in prison. Forgive the Nazi party that, my episode was called Forgiving Hitler. So it's like, if we as a society were to choose to forgive Hitler and the Nazi party instead of continuing to hate on them, A, we would end that karmic cycle right then and there, and we would start showing them a better way of how to do things. Most people end up starting terrorist movements or whatever it is, fill in the blank, based off of the hatred and anger that they have inside of them. And if we continue to fuel that hatred and anger, and also that can be your neighbor, that can be your wife, that can be your siblings or your son or whatever, fill in the blank. If you continue to fuel those negative emotions inside of people, then you're just going to continue that karmic cycle. And you need to start ending that karmic cycle within yourself before anything happens.
I don't know. I wish I had a mic drop, you know, sound effect for that, but I don't. Perfect. But no, I love that's a good bookend, though, because when you're talking about controlling your own emotions and your own reactions to things, that is the number one thing I think most people need to work on. And if they did, they would find they are a lot fucking happier. Instead of blaming everybody else for everything that happens, most of the bad part is just when you react to it terribly. But you can be like water and just flow with it. It's a lot fucking easier. Like, all you're doing by going against the water is ditching yourself into stones and rocks and shit. Like, it's just bad for you. It's bad for you. And then you get mad about it and you blame everybody else. It's terrible. But yeah, dude, thank you so much for coming on. Check out his stuff, Conversations on Spotify. And I'll put the link in the show notes, of course, to that and your website. And of course, Brandon's stuff too. Thanks, buddy, for coming on at the last minute.
Thank you.
I do want to mention right on the end, Giraffe Killer. A guy on iTunes that puts out reviews for us. I think he's put out like 3 or 4 different ones. He changes it sometimes. It's really funny. His last one just said, loves, I love you. And you know what, bitch? I love you too.
Bitch, I love you!
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.